The sweeping budget cuts in Sacramento may have opened up some serious holes in the state's so-called safety net of health services. For the tens of thousands of Californians who live with varying degrees of mental illness, experts say the recent withdrawal of services could be their tipping point between leading productive lives and living on the street. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm David Gorn. When you hear the numbers, it's staggering. $92 million recently cut from California's mental health budget. Another $106 million in mental health money owed to counties by the state and deferred till next year. And the bad economy means approximately $350 million fewer dollars for mental health services from withering sales tax and other revenues. That's roughly half a billion dollars cut from mental health programs.
This is tragic. I'm mortified to think of it.
To John Buck, they're not just numbers and programs. Buck runs the Turning Point community programs in Sacramento, and he sees the need daily.
Many of the people who have these severe psychiatric disabilities are people no different than you or me. The folks that are sometimes cast out as these, you know, crazy, maniacal people just like us.
Places like Turning Point, he says, provide the support and medication to help keep those people functional members of society. That support, he says, is going away.
We were serving probably 5,000 plus, and now I think we're going to be serving half that.
Some of those patients are stable and will get medications from their primary care physicians, Buck says, and some will go to federal case management centers.
And a lot were told, we don't have services for you.
And those are the people who worry Rusty Seelix, executive director of the Mental Health Association in California.
You take somebody who would have been in a good community mental health treatment program and moving towards putting their life back together, who instead is now homeless on the street, so the, you know, they're going to need all the homeless assistance services that are there, and they're going to be a demand on the police department. They wind up back in the old cycle of homelessness, incarceration, and hospitalizations.
Emergency rooms and homeless shelters are already overcrowded, Seelix says. Police are already overworked. Dealing with thousands and thousands of patients with mental disabilities, he says, is something those overtaxed systems can't handle.
It is a frightening scenario, and I think, you know, everyone in Sacramento is very much aware of that. They didn't make these decisions feeling that they were making good decisions. They made these decisions by saying, look, we don't have enough money to maintain the safety net services we've always had. We're basically cutting everything and, you know, hope that they don't have to sustain it for too long.
Most of the so-called crisis cases, those people who are a danger to themselves or others, will still get mental health care, Seelix says. And funding for children's mental health services has actually increased. The at-risk group is the functioning adults. And ironically, Seelix says, now is the time they actually need those services more, with the stresses created by the bad economy and joblessness.
In the short term, I'm not sure anything can be done. You know, we just have to try to manage on a crisis basis.
Patricia Ryan is the executive director of the California Mental Health Directors Association. She says that this cost-cutting will most likely result in more money spent by police, homeless shelters, and county emergency rooms.
And a lot more cost, ultimately, to the collective system. I mean, we all know that if you provide the services earlier and can try to address somebody's problems before it becomes a crisis, then it's a savings to the system.
But, Ryan adds, there is still a steady stream of money from State Proposition 63, the Mental Health Act, which California voters passed back in 2004. And a recent attempt to divert Prop 63 money to other uses also was rejected by voters. And, of course, she says, there's no changing the economy right now, and there's no changing the budget cuts, which means that directors of mental health clinics just need to make do and maybe get creative.
Counties are individually trying to stop the bleeding and figure out what they have to cut permanently and what they can do in the way of changing services to provide different services than they may have provided before.
One of those new services is more emphasis on peer-to-peer counseling, which provides adult support at a lower cost. But whatever ways can be found to do more with less, there is still the bottom line, she says.
Really, I mean, it's going to result in more homelessness. They're not going to be able to get jobs and deal with their mental health issues, and that interferes with their ability to pay their rent and to navigate their way through a system, and they can end up in the homeless shelters. We're talking thousands of people, thousands more.
Mental health agencies are hoping that the federal effort at health care reform might mean a shift in paying for mental health services. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm David Gorn. Thanks for listening.